The Devil's Flute Murders, written by Seishi Yokomiso and read by Akira Matsumoto. As I take up my pen to begin recording this miserable tale, I cannot help but feel some pangs of conscience. To tell the truth, I do not want to write it. I have no pleasure in putting down in words all the misery it holds. The events I am about to describe are filled with such darkness and sadness, are so cursed and hate-filled, that not a word I write can possibly offer the faintest glimmer of hope or relief. Even as the author, I cannot predict what the final sentence will be, but I fear that the relentless dread and darkness that precede it may end up overcoming the readers and crush their very spirits in its grasp. By their nature, stories of crime and mystery leave little enough good feeling in their wake. But this case in particular is so foul that even I feel it is perhaps too extreme. On that point, it seems that Kosuke Kindaichi and I are in agreement. When I asked him to provide me with his case files, he was hesitant about agreeing. In truth, I should have written about this case before two or three other Kindaichi adventures I have published in the last few years. The reason it comes so late is that Kindaichi was reluctant to reveal its secrets to me, and it was most likely because he was afraid that unveiling the unrelenting darkness, twisted human relationships, and bottomless hatred and resentment within might discomfit readers. However, as the booksellers grow louder in their demands, I have resolved to offer up, with Kindaichi's full agreement, the whole story. Naturally, despite my protests over its writing and the fact that it gives me no pleasure to do so, now that I have taken up the task, I will give this case everything it deserves. As I write this now, my desk is covered with all the various materials Kosuke Kindaichi provided me. But among them, the two objects that stir my heart most are a photograph and a single-sided vinyl record. The photograph is roughly postcard size. It features the half-length portrait of a gentleman in his middle years. When it was taken, the subject was 42 years of age. As an aside, all the ages given in this story are kazudoshi in the traditional way of counting, meaning the child is born 1 year old and a year is added on every New Year's Day. The reason being, when this incident occurred, Japan had not yet adopted the Western style of figuring age. 42 is, as they say, an unfortunate age for men. Perhaps it is the influence of that superstition or thoughts of the horrific incident I am about to recount. But as I look on the picture, I sense a heavy shadow lying over the man's countenance.